This time 3 years ago, Sami Kibet was travelling the world running marathons. That all changed with the global pandemic. Now, he sells boiled eggs here on the streets of the town of Iten in Kenya. He took top positions in races around Africa, Asia and Europe and was paid to be the pacemaker in others. Most years, he earned thousands of dollars. Selling eggs pays less than $5 a day.
There is a big difference between this my business now and a marathon. So we have a lot, that we have a lot of problem by now because they didn't have an income.
Sami hasn't stopped training, along with many other athletes, but most of the events that they used to compete in have stopped because of COVID. That's been bad news for athletes here in Iten. It's where many of the world's fastest long-distance runners come from. It's 2,400 metres above sea level, perched on a plateau high above the Great Rift Valley. Before the pandemic, athletes came from all over the world to train here alongside their Kenyan counterparts. These men are among Iten's professional athletes. There are at least 1,000 of them, and almost all of them have lost some or all of their income over the last couple of years because of the pandemic. But because there are hardly any other jobs here, several thousands of people in turn depend on the athletes' livelihoods, and the economy of the whole town has been hit hard. Dennis Cheruiyot was supporting his extended family with prize money won in 10 and 15 kilometre races around the world. Now he's working as a security guard just to be able to feed his own two children. The foreign athletes are only just starting to trickle back to stay at the running camps. Peter B runs this one, sponsored by sportswear makers ASICS. He says travel restrictions and event cancellations persist.
Even now, with Omicron coming in back, we still have races being cancelled. Some races are not sure if they are going to hold it. So you spend money, you buy tickets, and then at the end of the day, the race is cancelled, so the athlete is not going.
Some of the top-tier athletes have fared better because of ongoing sponsorship contracts. Although not all, dozens of Kenya's top athletes have been suspended from international events in recent years for doping. Nixon Rotich is labouring on a farm to get by. Just before the pandemic, he won a half marathon in China. When COVID came, he says his manager vanished, along with his $8,000 prize.
When I remember, I don't want to flashback because it demoralised me a lot. I feel to quit in athletics. But sometimes I feel, no, this is my life. I have to go it. I know future is bright. This is not the end of the road.
Nixon keeps training every day, as do most of the athletes here, waiting and hoping they'll soon get their livelihoods back. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Iten, Kenya.